Ah, great joke, Mike.
Right? Classic.
Classic Mike.
Okay. Joe, what's your favorite Dolph Lundgren movie?
Punisher.
Are you ready to find out more about your new favorite Dolph Lundgren movie?
I am totally.
Speaking of that.
Cody, tell him all about his new favorite Dolph Lundgren movie.
Comes naturally, we are.
Joe?
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to the show, everybody. We're going to start off talking about one of the worst movies ever made.
Whoa. That's mighty praise, sir. I don't think.
Crazy says.
I don't think you can say that.
I can say that, and I did say that.
You can maybe say one of the worst movies you've ever seen.
Would you say that?
Yeah, easily.
Okay.
For sure.
Top what?
Bottom what?
Yeah.
I will easily say it is bottom five. I'll give it that.
Bottom five?
Yeah.
You think it's so bad. It's one of the five worst movies you've ever seen.
Yes.
This is our new mission, is to find six movies that's,
I don't know what happened.
Is to find six movies that you hate more than Joe's new favorite Dolph Lundgren movie.
Joe's new favorite Dolph Lundgren movie?
I need to check to see if it's available anywhere.
Oh, it's available, sir.
On all flights into hell.
It's available exclusively on the Hotel Network in Laughlin.
For purchase of Laughlin?
Yeah. No. And it's not even an on-demand. You just said have to catch it at the right time.
You said hotel. I'd almost believe motel
in
Laughlin.
That's even worse.
Like one of those where you can literally piss from the bed into the toilet without actually worrying about getting off on anything else. So.
Getting off on anything else?
Getting off
on anything else. How do you
how do you motel?
The motel I stayed in the town of during Matt's wedding, I could literally do that. I could literally lay on the bed and piss into the toilet and not have to worry about actually peeing on anything.
Some people call that convenience.
Yeah, they do.
Luxury.
Yeah. The problem is, I didn't want it.
Yeah.
But that's what you get for, getting a hotel room for $20 a night.
That's pretty good, actually.
So, it was Lake Tahoe, by the way, not Laughlin, but still, it was pretty terrible.
But still, at $20 a night, that's pretty good.
I didn't get dead, so.
Right?
Right there, I'm already up.
Yep.
I'm already up. And of course, I was like 2 miles away from everybody else.
Ugh.
Because no one told me where the hotels were. They said, we're all close to where the wedding's at. So I got a place that's literally across the street.
Oh, wow. What a bunch of jackasses.
Yeah. So not my fault. I did what they were saying because they said, we're close to where the wedding's at. Well, I have the address of the wedding, so I should know where that's at because I can Google map it, right?
Yeah.
I did. I was like, well, this is cheap and it's right there. And then I can walk over if I needed to, right?
Yeah.
Nope, they all stay at the casinos and shit up on the Nevada side.
Yeah, because that's close.
Yep, I was like, close, you say close, but your definition
is doubly awful because that means that basically everybody that you know wasn't around you.
Yeah, I had to go to them.
Yeah.
But the good thing about that is Lake Tahoe, if you guys didn't know this, has a blue bus. It's called that. It's a company. It's $2 bus rides during the day and $1 bus rides at night. And all they do is drive up and down that main road,
mm-hmm.
and you can call them. They'll come pick you up from your hotel or motel.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, so bring you right to the casinos.
So you didn't have to worry about driving, really.
Yeah. That's cool. Which is not, I thought, I didn't want to rent a car, but I was like, wasn't that terribly bad, because there's like no real traffic on the roads there. But anyways, speaking of on the roads, Mike, would you like to tell Joe about his favorite new Dolph Lundgren movie?
Yes, I would like to know the title of this so I can search it and see where I can get it.
It is called I Come in Peace?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Would you like to see how terrible this movie is? I can give you an easy thing. I will show Joe the picture of the actual movie poster, and you tell me if you think this is quality or not.
That better not be the movie picture poster. Okay, that's a lot better than what I'm seeing,
that's
though.
That's quality as fuck, son.
That's 80s quality as fuck. I come up with this one.
Searching
the Apple TV app.
Yeah, that's not it at all.
iPad TV app. Would you watch that?
Yeah, he probably has.
Yeah.
And by the way, this came out in 1990, so it's not an 80s movie.
It's an 80s
movie. It was made in the 80s. Fuck yeah. It's prototypical 80s movie, though.
It was released in September of 1990s, so technically it could have been made during the 90s.
Yeah, but it was all conjured up during the 80s.
Yeah, Coke-fueled 80s.
Coke-fueled 80s.
This guy,
golden era of action flicks.
And this was not one of.
This was the height of golden era. Explain, I don't have any device in front of me other than my phone, and I'm not going to use it for
which
that.
Which has the...
So give can only use it for Twitter and synopsis. My Star Wars game. Synopsis.
Synopsis. Go.
So, I Come in Peace, starring the incomparable Dolph Lundgren.
Renegade Cop, Jack Kane.
I just saw the original title of the movie.
What was it?
And it makes sense. I don't want to spoil it for Joe.
What's the original?
Dark Angel.
Yeah. I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
That's like two on the nose. Obviously, had to change that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Renegade Cop Jack Kane, played by Dolph Lundgren, is intent on snuffing out a dangerous gang of drug traffickers, if I can talk today.
Probably not, no. Drug traffickers.
Known as the White Boys. When the gang makes off with a cache of heroin from federal custody and destroys the building to conceal evidence of their crime, Kane investigates with straight arrow FBI agent R. Wood Smith, played by Brian Benben.
That's a name.
Right? That's a name.
Triple B.
But bizarre new clues reveal that the boys' criminal enterprise extends much further than anyone had previously imagined.
What?
Feels like they're leaving a lot out of that description.
Oh, there's so much left out of that description. That's how they get you to think that's actually could be a fun movie.
Just looking at the poster of it has like that crazy buzzsaw type thing and the dude with the eyes.
Mike's so happy right now.
Oh, that crazy buzzsaw type thing is
that's not in this so description anywhere.
Because you can't give it away.
Is there time travel involved in this?
Nope. Think of the name Dark Angel, and that'll tell you what this is about.
It's about was it like End of Days?
No, not really. It's about aliens.
Aliens.
So why the title?
Well, yeah, that's right. We did watch the trailer on the way here.
Yeah.
I mean, I do recall something about I Need Your Adrenaline or something like that.
Terrible.
Yeah. So that makes sense.
Oh, it's so bad.
Let's see. Well, it's not available on Amazon Prime. Unless I want to rent it, I think. Or buy it. I don't want to do that.
Pretty sure you do.
Not like rent or buy.
I'm going to rent or buy if it's on iTunes right now.
I'm checking Netflix.
If it's available on iTunes and Mike buys it.
Where the hell is my Netflix app?
I will be so happy right now.
Netflix.
I don't think it's on Netflix.
I don't think it'll be on Netflix either because it's part of my Apple TV thing.
Your thing? You have a TV thing?
Why should I watch this, Mike?
Because he hates you as much as he does himself.
I get it. It's
not available on iTunes.
Oh, darn.
And it's not available on the Netflix either.
Oh, I was going to bring this up. You can watch the whole thing on YouTube.
No, everybody's got the YouTube.
For free, though?
Movies.
Because we've had this discussion before.
Is it like that red or whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
It's a 13% of Rotten Tomatoes.
That's it?
Yep.
I expected a lot more. Good. Critics or fans?
Well, it's critics because it doesn't show
fans.
Fans? There's 15 reviews on Rotten Tomatoes for it. There's that many? The internet existed back then enough for these people to review it?
No, they reviewed it.
Nope. Audience is 45%.
Most of that's Mike.
Dude, all I'm the good stuff's Mike. Oh, this poster's even better. This is the poster they should use. This is way better. That is a total Highlander poster.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
That one's way better.
Oh, that does look just like Highlander. That's crazy.
Oh, MGM, you're fucking terrible at everything. Yeah, MGM. 10 o'clock, 9 central. Happy tonight, by the way, Joe. The ads on the top of Rotten Tomatoes.
Nice.
It's not a close encounter. It's the last. That's the tagline on the poster. Super. Is this movie rated R? Because if it's rated R, you're almost guaranteed for some nudity.
There's a 5-star rating. Of those 15, there's one 5-star rating I can see. And I'm not going to read it because it's 5 stars. And
let's read it.
It's written by Mike.
I'll read it. Let me find it.
Nope, you can legitimately watch it all
on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Yeah, I saw it earlier when I was searching.
Well, no, but I mean, obviously they have the YouTube Red stuff where you can buy movies to
watch. Oh yeah, no, this like it's on there. Someone uploaded it.
Yeah, somebody uploaded it. It literally says DVD rip. .xvid full movie. And I'm watching it now.
I like how Rotten Tomatoes has a link to watch it on iTunes. You click on it, it says not available on iTunes.
Huh. All right. Whatever.
You can buy it for $12.99 on Amazon, is that what you said? Because it just, I guess, got a link for it.
No, it just said rent it or purchase it on Amazon.
Yeah, it's $12.99.
Because through the Amazon app, it doesn't allow you to see the price.
How can something made in 1990 that stars Dolph Lundgren not be available in HD?
Right.
Oh, that's right, because it's fucking terrible and no one wants to convert it.
See what the Punisher is. The Dolph Lundgren Punisher.
It's how the fuck is it 4.5 stars with 196 reviews on Amazon?
Really?
196 reviews. It is sitting at a 4.5 star.
Pretty good.
Yo, Amazon apparently has the least critical people ever reviewing movies. That is fucking terrible. Let's see. Well, first off, Amazon, come on. How customers who watched this item also watched in the Hidden, Red Heat, First Direct Impact, Showdown Little Tokyo, Men of War. Those are the first five. None of them are Punisher. How is that possible? If you watch this movie, my direct thought is, hey, besides gouging my eyes out with hot pokers,
yeah,
I would like to watch Punisher to make myself feel better about watching this fucking terrible movie that Mike suggested.
Yeah.
We should do that again. We should all find terrible movies to make the other people watch. That was a fun little podcast the next time. There was a lot of hate. Not disappointment the next episode. There was a lot of hate being thrown around. We should do that again.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, I don't know. Rapid fire! I love that movie.
Rapid Fire is so good.
Love that movie.
That's such a good movie. Such a good movie. So, according to this, I'm on the Wikipedia page for I Come in Peace, and way down at the bottom it says sequel. It's a link for sequel. So I hit it, and it drops down, and it says Matthias Hughes announced a sequel in 2016.
So we're waiting for it for next year?
So we're waiting for a sequel. So now's the perfect time for Joe to get in on this bandwagon. So people can
the
say,
"The fuck could that sequel even be?"
All right,
Dolph Lundgren killing aliens, dude. That's all it needs to be.
Oh, fucking Christ!
Listen.
All right. So the reason it's called "I Come in Peace" is because the bad guy in the movie
so
is an alien drug dealer who doesn't speak English.
Uh-huh. Right?
So the only thing he knows is I Come in Peace because it was from a movie that was playing when he landed.
Okay.
When he came in and he killed the drug dealers that Dolph Lundgren was going after, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, right?
Pretty sure.
In the background of a movie playing, and it was an alien movie, and all it said was I Come in Peace, and it's the only thing he remembered.
It's been a solid 15, 16 years since I've seen this movie, so I'm going all off of a memory of how much I love this movie.
And so at the end, He right before he's gonna kill Dolph Lundgren, he says it. Dolph Lundgren gets the better of him, air quotes.
Says, and you'll go in pieces. Or,
you'll go in pieces.
Yeah. I did really know that.
You did. That's why we were laughing.
Boom! Greatest scene in cinematic history.
Don't vomit.
My ice cream's coming back up. Fucking Christ!
I don't think it's that bad.
As he laughs.
Could be. Like I said, been a long time since I seen it. So.
Oh my god.
What?
Silent Trigger. You seen Silent Trigger?
I don't remember that one.
Oh my god, dude. Talk about Dolph Lundgren's like prime late 90s. Ugh. Good lord. So good. Agent Red, the submarine one. Yeah.
You think Dolph Lundgren might be the most recognizable actor with the most terrible movies?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, that's not a good distinction to have, but
he has something. A distinction. He's more recognizable than us.
This is true. But he has enough good movies. Like, I Come in Peace.
Bridge of Dragons.
I don't know.
I don't know what this movie is. 2014, Battle of the Damned. It has him with, I don't know what kind of gun, fighting, or what looks like he's going to be fighting some, like, robot-looking things with, like, red moving things on them. I don't know what it is, but I'm excited about it.
I think everyone should watch a Dolph Lundgren movie and come back next week for a good reporting off of it. You wouldn't want to just make it everybody watch Icon of Peace?
I want to
properly.
Just because that reaction,
I'm going to quit this show. I really want to watch that new one where he hunts aliens, though.
Yeah, I'm down for that, sure.
I haven't seen that one yet. What's that one called?
I don't know.
You should look it up. Well, I'm looking
all
up
of his movies sure. over the last like 15 years. Too?
You know the best part of this, Joe, is we were told that it was not fun to listen to us look up movies.
And yet that's
and yes, the exactly first thing we did.
Who told us that?
Tim. Because the last week of the day, we were looking on Amazon for those fucking anime movies.
Hey, you know that.
That's funny.
One, I didn't even know the podcast had started, though, at that point.
I know.
So that's not.
I told him that. I was like, fault. That's not his fault. I just started it.
Listen. All right, is it all I Come in Peace, or are we just doing different Dolph Lundgren movies?
We need to find different Dolph Lundgren movies. I don't want to watch I Come in Peace again.
All right. Ever. You get...
Is there a Dolph Lundgren movie that you
Punisher is not available on Amazon at all.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
I was trying to see what their rating was.
I didn't see it either. Maybe not even for purchase.
Wait, for what? Really? I have a copy on the DVD if you want to borrow it.
Really?
Yeah, I'd have to find it. Of course you do. I mean, I have Stealth, so...
That's true.
I mean, there's the Thomas Jane Punisher. Yeah.
That was almost perfect.
Yeah. So disappointed it wasn't.
It was as perfect as we would have got.
We'll figure it out. We don't have to do it on air. But next week,
Dolph Lundgren reviews.
Dolph Lundgren reviews around the horn. Everybody gets a Dolph Lundgren movie. Joe's for sure is going to be I Come in Peace. Mine will also probably be I Come in Peace and something else because I'm down with watching a bunch of Dolph Lundgren movies. And Cody is going to want to.
Here's a perfect description of I Come in Peace. It's right from Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that's it.
Dolph Lundgren stars as Maverick cop Jack Kane, who's teamed up with an FBI agent, Brian Benben, to stop an alien who kills humans to feed off their endorphins.
Endorphins, that's what it was.
Perfect description of that movie. Also the fact that it's fucking terrible. Washington Post, one of their top critics, gave this a fucking fresh 10 years after it came out. Let's see the full review.
So he's looking through it. He's looking at it through
Nostalgic Eyes.
Nostalgic Eyes. There we go.
Blech. Does this guy? I love this person already. This guy's such a tool. The plot is a convoluted mix of Liquid Sky, Alien Nation, The Hidden, and The Terminator. But peace is more suitable construction. Construction of influences than the recent Hardware. What the fuck is this guy even talking about? Oh my god! It's
fantastic.
Dolph Lundgren plays the human hero, independent narcotics detective Jack Kane, who stumbles onto the visitors and then has a hard time persuading anyone to take him seriously. Wow. Wow. Movie is fucking terrible.
All right. Well, now let's move into the actual big news that I purposely kind of stayed away from, and I want you to explain to me what's going on, as well as all of our listeners. Is Quentin Tarantino going to make a Star Trek movie?
So, as of right now, no.
Okay.
He has an idea for a Star Trek movie.
But this is more than him just saying it, right? Like,
yes. So, it has come... So, recently he signed a deal with Sony Pictures because he refuses to work with the soon-to-be-defunct movie Weinstein company, Weinstein Company. Because they're slowly going to be
just all the rapey apart. Stuff.
Yeah. Well, sexual stuff. It wasn't really, you know, rapey stuff. But anyways.
Rapey stuff.
Bad sexual things that happened. Anyways, so... it came out that he, during this talks... Because everyone knows that Quentin Tarantino's last movie was Hateful Eight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we all knew he wasn't going to quit because Hateful Eight was extremely well reviewed, extremely well liked, and did extremely well everywhere else. Like, just way more than anyone thought it was going to be. Especially him, because he's like, this is my last thing going on top, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, so he was talking to Sony, and Sony's like, hey, like, you know, what are the things you want to do? And obviously, the one thing he brought up is his ninth movie that is supposed to be out in sometime 2019. That's what they're signing him on for. But during this, apparently, he talked about how he has a script outlined of a Star Trek movie. Obviously, yeah. Sony can't do anything with it because they don't own Star Trek. But just those words saying Quentin Tarantino has an outlined script of a Star Trek movie boggles my mind.
Yeah.
Like, he's a fan of stuff. Like, yeah. Don't get me wrong. It's not the fact that I don't think he can make one, or the fact that I don't think he should be making one. He just doesn't make those movies. None of his movies are like anything else anybody's seen.
Yeah.
And nothing like anybody else is made. They're just every time.
He doesn't use other people's formulas or characters or
any of it.
Anything. Like,
it's all worked up in his fucked up weird head. I mean, so if you had to pick one of his movies that's the most bizarre movie, it would be Death Proof, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Death Proof, honestly. So I would go with
Kill Bill. That actually doesn't shock me.
I'd go with Kill Bill.
Kill Bill 1 and 2. They're definitely most bizarre, yeah.
And that's especially one because you swapped into those like anime.
Yeah. Because you leave the
sections.
Yeah, the you leave the film format and go other places.
Yeah.
And like even like the switching to black and white.
Yeah.
You know, sort of thing.
Yeah.
But he's a nonconformist for sure. Like, he is so far out of the frame, it's not even funny. So it'd just be interesting to see what a Star Trek movie out through that lens would be like.
Be very dialogue heavy.
Oh, super dialogue heavy.
But it'd like, be smart dialogue.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, it would be like super in depth. Like, a movie would have to be like 4 hours long.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, at this point he's making longer and longer movies, but like it would just be it seemed weird because it's like the most effect heavy movies ever made, I think, would be Hateful Eight. Because it's super bloody.
I still think Kill Bill.
Kill Bill in sections, though, for sure. With the, like, arm splitting off things, you know. But, like, with the weather effects and the creaking of the building and, like, all that shit is just, like, super. And plus, that movie is very, very narrow, too. Like, the scope of it. It
takes place in that one
cabin. Yeah. So, like, you know. But, like, it'd be super weird to see how that would be. Like, what kind of characters would they be? Would they be dropping fucking F-bombs all the time?
Oh, that would be glorious.
It would be great, but it would never be a Star Trek movie.
No.
Like, CBS and stuff, they would never
unless
let that.
Unless you don't make it a show about the Enterprise, you do about something else. Like, it's still within the Star Trek universe.
Justin Lin's busy making Fast and Furious movies, so we're going to give it to Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, I really
want to
see what he would do. Let's
team
with
up Simon
world.
Pegg and Quentin Tarantino
yes,
write a script.
Bitch. Yes. Because the greatest.
I'm trying to see if I because this was a couple days ago when this popped up, but in it it talks about how much of a fan he is, and more so of Next Generation than anything else.
All right.
Because Next Generation was really the only one that really developed the characters.
Yeah.
Because like with original Star Trek, they didn't really deep dive into the characters themselves. It was more about the adventure. Which is obviously where Star Trek came from, because it was that escapist type thing. And it wasn't until Next Generation when you started seeing families and relationships build, and it wasn't just like what Kirk was going to put his penis in next, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, go ahead and do that. It's interesting to see that he's that big of a fan that he went through and wrote something. I mean, Quentin Tarantino has plenty of time on his hands to make these. Because he makes these epic stories with these amazing characters that everyone remembers, and these amazing one-liners and his dialogue and all that stuff, and you know, these worlds that he builds. But to think of someone like him sitting down and deep diving into what it would be, would it fit into a Star Trek universe, or would it be a Quentin Tarantino Star Trek universe? You know what I mean?
Right. Honestly,
I would want it to be a Quentin Tarantino Star Trek.
It would have to be for me. If you're going to put Quentin Tarantino anywhere in the writing, directing, whatever of that movie, it's got to have some sort of feel of a Quentin Tarantino movie.
I want Samuel Jackson as a Klingon.
Otherwise, what would be the point?
Oh, Mike's got rock hard.
Bro.
Rock hard. Do you see that?
Yeah, I saw
that. The table lifted.
That's the best idea you've ever had.
I have not had a bunch of good ones today. They've been terrible.
Yeah.
And I've said some terrible shit today.
You have. Just at lunch alone.
Yeah.
The movement was supposed to be this.
The problem is that. Let's move on. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
It was and a little more Hitlerish, and I'm sorry about that.
What's with all these motherfucking Starfleet people on my motherfucking ship?
Oh. Come on, dude. You know he wouldn't say ship. He would say bird of prey. Come on.
Bird of prey.
Come on. But yes, I like the reference from Saints and Unplanned. Terrible movie. Great soundtrack. Terrible fucking movie. Have you watched that movie, Mike? You've seen that movie, right? Which one? Saints on a Plane?
Yeah.
Did you know that that was budgeted for a trilogy?
Really?
Yeah.
How would you... Well, then again, they turned snakes...
Different modes of transportation was supposed to be.
Snakes on it.
Yeah. They
The next one was Snakes on a Cruise. Or Snakes on a Boat, I think it was actually called. Snake Cruise is what it was. And then I came with the last one was like a...
Well, what happened was as soon as Snakes on a Plane got, like... It got out that they're making this movie and what it was. Everyone, like every independent company, rushed out their Snakes on whatever movie that they could. So there's like 40 movies out there of snakes being on different fucking things that are all... They're trying to sneak them out before the Sam Jackson movie got out. So I'm pretty sure... Because that movie did more money than it... Than it should have. And I guarantee you it could have... The next one... Could have had a high level Sharknado kind of thing going for it if it wanted to keep going.
Oh yeah, by the way, Ridley Scott said the third Aliens prequel movie will have less aliens and more robots.
Okay.
Which makes sense because if you saw the new one, there's not a whole lot of aliens left.
Yeah.
But aliens fighting robots and robots fighting aliens and killing humans kind of makes me super happy.
Yeah.
Actually makes me super like really happy.
I'd be okay with it.
What else was there? Rian Johnson, the director of Star Wars Last Jedi, has given a little more detail about his new Star Wars trilogy he's working on.
And what is that?
I would say less. I shouldn't have said details. I should have said confirming what it's not, and it is not based in the Old Republic.
Okay.
Which I think is good. I think I want something in the Star Wars universe that doesn't have to do just with something we already know of. I want him to be able to explore outside the umbrella of the Skywalker known universe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In Old Republic, obviously, it would be before Skywalkers really existed, but it's still that camp of the Jedi and the Sith and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I would like to see something outside of that. Kind of like Rogue One was, but like obviously wasn't because it was having to do with the main story. But I like to see his trilogy be something like that on there.
Hmm.
But that's just me, I think. What else? What else is happening, Mike?
Baby Driver sequel?
Yeah. Teenage Driver.
Good thing Kevin Spacey got killed off, huh?
Right.
Yep. Oh, Bryan Singer was fired from the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody.
There's what? Another one. That's the name I've been waiting for something to drop because there's been not so much whispers. Like I've heard them, so there's more than whispers about him being a creep.
Really, Bryan Singer? Like, are we talking like just an awful person to work with, or
this no,
more the into like a sexual like a sexual stuff? Yeah.
Yeah,
but towards boys.
Really?
Yeah.
There was a story that came out. Sean. Oh, what's his name? The kid who played Iceman in his movies. Sean something.
But I remember Iceman. I know who you're talking about.
Sean Astor, I think his name or something like that. I can't remember his name. Anyways, there was a story that came out, and who knows if it was actually true or not, and this was years ago, that when he went to audition, he auditioned for the part to get it, and then Brian asked for a meeting, and so he met him at his house, and he made him get in a hot tub with him.
Okay.
And it was like apparently super uncomfortable.
Okay. So that was weird.
Yeah, pretty bizarre. So it was reported earlier last week that Bryan Singer had not returned from their Thanksgiving hiatus for the movie, Bohemian Rhapsody. And it was originally said it was about health stuff. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't feeling he was feeling not well. And then just yesterday, the day before, it looks like it was Monday.
There's some reports that him and Mr. Robot Kid got into it.
Got a little times. little heated. It says the Outlook report. This is from Hollywood Reporter. The Outlet reports there was a growing clash between Singer and Emmy winner Rami Malek, who's from Mr. Robot, who stars as Freddie Mercury, the star of the film, which resulted in Singer's absence from some days on filming the movie. They also noted that the cinematographer had to step in and film on the days that Singer either left or never showed up. And so now he took over that, and they're right now they're on hiatus because they're trying to find a replacement for Singer because he has officially been fired from the movie.
Wow.
And they will not give an official word
on what exactly happened.
On what happened. They just said, yes, there has been some conflict on set, and then that there's to progress with this, they need to replace Bryan Singer.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So interesting to see that corner. So I know for a fact there's always been stories. Bryan Singer's a very difficult person to work with. Mm-hmm. He's a nice guy, a lot of people say, but he's very strict on what he wants done.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, if you're a film director, you kind of have to be because it's your vision. And the person who gets blamed for shitty movies usually is the director.
Yeah.
But being hard to work for is a little worse than, you know, just being picky.
Yeah.
So who knows? I said we don't really know what exactly happened. We just know that because of this report, as well as ones that surfaced after that, those two were butting heads on something, and I don't think it was creative at all, whatsoever.
It's not a lot of room for creative in a biopic.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, there shouldn't be. I mean, if they came out and said, hey, like, there was creative differences between the studio and the singer, I could get it. Like, oh, he wanted to change some things, or he wanted to illuminate something else other than, like, you know, what they wanted to show. Like, it was, you know, was he trying to defame, you know, Queen and Freddie Mercury, or was he trying to, you know, show off things that, you know, whatever, but I don't know. Who knows? Tomorrow brings the official first trailer for Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Michael is still scared at this point.
Yeah, man.
Scared that he's gonna love it.
Scared he's gonna.
I want to
have a dino erection.
I want to love it.
Did you watch the three things they've released?
I saw the two. I didn't see the third one.
So they played the trailer and a viral video, but it's the three of the actors watching it without us being able to see it. I guess I haven't seen that one. The three that I've seen are that same thing, but they're watching the teaser trailer for the trailer. Like, it was really bizarre. But I guess Jeff Goldblum did like a pseudo press conference thing or something for it. I don't know. It was really weird.
Jeff Goldblum doing Jeff Goldblum things.
Yeah. Just put a camera in front of him, man. That was a new teaser for, or new trailer for Jack Ryan. It was pretty cool.
Jim Halpert one?
Yeah.
The one that's coming out on Netflix or Amazon.
The Amazons.
Yeah.
Yep. John Krasinski. Did you watch the Batman Ninja trailer?
Mm-mm.
I don't like it because the fact that he's not a ninja in it, he's a samurai. And that makes me super upset. Oh,
it's one of those. It's the Kung Fu Kid.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. It's not Kung Fu.
Yeah, it's like it's the Karate Kid. Motherfucker, he's learning Kung Fu. What's wrong with you? Like, call it Kung Fu Kid.
Yeah.
I'm still not going to watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a dog, call it a dog. You know what I mean?
Word.
If I order an apple, don't give me an orange. That's all I'm saying. But the animation style is pretty cool because it's a mix between newer CG style anime, which some people do not like. I think it looks really cool, in traditional hand-drawn stuff. But yeah, it's basically the whole premise of this. It's really easy to break down. The Joker somehow has this technology to basically bring Batman and his allies back into feudal Japan. And so they have to basically take him down in feudal Japan. And so they don samurai outfits. Now, the one picture I saw, which I don't know if this actually has on here, of Nightwing, he looks very ninja-like. And so does Robin, one of the Robins. But here's the... make that bigger? So, this is the poster that they put up.
It's pretty gnarly.
So, it's clearly Batman is dressed as a samurai.
Oh, yeah.
Let it go away?
Yeah. Yeah, you like tapped it off to the side.
No, it's the fucking ad-loaded bullshit website. but like you have Red Robin over here. He's closer to, I would say, a ninja. You have Robin, you have Batgirl, you have a Red Hood, and it's cool because it's like the wicker material they use, like that bamboo wicker thing. He's pretty cool. And then at one point, Joker has a giant robot in it.
That's dope.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, well, that's it. That got me there. It just makes me upset they call it Batman Ninja. But, you know, whatever.
I ran across an article on Slash Film that explains Bryan Singer's side of the story.
Ooh, okay, let's go. Let's do
and,
this.
And it literally is essentially him saying that there was a pressing health matter concerning his parents. He wanted to take some time off to go there. The studio said no.
Okay.
And so they just fired him.
Okay. All right. That's better for him.
Yeah.
I don't like to think of Bryan Singer being a very sexually bad person.
Yeah.
I mean, do what you want to in your own life, but don't force it on other people. But that's good to hear. I want to try to like all stuff Bryan Singer does. He keeps making those fucking X-Men movies.
I mean, he even says, while at times we did have creative differences, he's talking about Rami Malek. On set, Rami and I successfully put those differences behind us and continued to work on the film together until just prior to Thanksgiving. He wanted nothing more than to be able to finish the project and help honor the legacy of Freddie Mercury and Queen, but Fox would not permit me to do so because I needed to temporarily put my health and the health of my loved ones first.
Okay, that's a Hollywood Reporter obviously makes him out to be more of a monster.
Yeah.
So I like that better. If that's true, I mean, he could be making that shit up, but I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I like that way better
than my actions. I am coming out as gay.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. The other thing too, speaking of cool stuff. David S. Goyer is in talks to direct a Masters of the Universe movie.
Nice.
Yeah, that's super exciting to me.
He's going to bring back Dolph Lundgren?
Hopefully. They need a Skeletor, so. Because he's super skinny.
I want him to be Old Man He-Man.
Oh my god, it's like Old Man Logan,
exactly.
But like He-Man.
He-Man.
Or all of Eternia has like been like taken over by a Skeletor and his minions.
Yep,
including if they don't have so at one point in this movie they need to have the dentist guy Moltar, what's his name? The dentist, the one that's got that.
I don't remember. Honestly, don't remember the names of most of those characters except for Man at Arms and Tila.
Molar, I think his name is, because it's supposed to sound like Molar.
It sounds definitely like a name that could have been.
Yeah.
In.
They made fun of it on Robot Chicken, and they even made an action figure. And he looked like all the others, the He-Man characters, you know, with the loincloth, like diaper and stuff. Mm-hmm. But he had the smock of a dentist on, and the little head thing. It made me laugh a lot.
That's fantastic.
You can look it up; it's pretty hilarious. By the way, speaking of movies look insane, have either of you watched the trailer for I, Tonya?
Nope.
The Tonya Harding movie with Margot Robbie and Sebastian Stan.
Why is it called I, Tonya then?
Because it's about Tonya Harding.
Yeah, but I, Tonya? It sounds like I, Robot.
Well, it's because it's I, comma, Tonya. Like, I, because it's...
I mean, I guess... I don't know. It sounds dumb to me as it's... Yes, I get it. Like, I, Tonya, Harding, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Stuff. Okay, anyway, keep
going. The whole fucking thing looks absolutely insane. Okay. Like, there's these weird, like, surreal parts. You just have to watch it. It's fucking... So, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this movie's about. Like, is she going to take out What's-Her-Face's knees at one point? Like what's going to happen? What is happening in this movie? But it looks interesting.
All right.
For sure. Lots of comic book to TV show news, by the way, in the last few days.
All right, let's get into it.
Rick Remender, who is the writer and creator of Deadly Class, which is a very successful comic book, has just wrapped the pilot episode of the live action adaptation for it. And I think I don't know if that has a network yet. I think it might be FX. Otherwise, they're shopping it. But all the behind-the-scenes photos he's been taking looks fucking dope.
Nice.
And they have the whole cast go to a signing. They all showed up to one of his signings of the book at a bookstore, because he was actually on set. He was a consultant, and I think he wrote the pilot episode. Screenwriter, or at least that. I know he was on set all the time. He's taking a lot of pictures with him.
Mm-hmm.
It looks pretty cool. The Umbrella Academy... which is another comic book that's going to the Netflix. They just announced their lead characters. Not that any of us know who they are, because they're pretty unknown. But exciting too. Just wondering what I think if it's live action, that's going to be weird, because there's some pretty strange characters in that particular one. But Deadly Class, if you guys don't know what that is, it's basically a school that trains assassins and villains.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Is the easiest way to put it without, you know, deep diving into it. So that's pretty cool. What else was there? Oh, Lionsgate announces the release date for Hellboy. Let me see if I don't remember the date exactly. Mike, what was it?
February 13th.
Nope.
I guessed.
Yeah, you did.
Well, you were wrong.
Wouldn't be the first time, fucker.
let's see.
It's got to be sometime next year, right?
January 11th. No, it's January 11th, 2019.
Oh, I already thought that was in production.
No, they're in pre-production. They were doing like their casting stuff.
Is Patton Oswalt in that?
No. No, as far as I know.
Okay.
It does have, David Harbour from Stranger Things, Hooper from Stranger Things is Hellboy. Mila Jovovich is in it, Ian McShane, which is super exciting, and Daniel Day Kim from Lost are in it. And it's being directed by Neil Marshall. Trying to see what else there was. I think it was it. I'm really excited about this because the tone of it. So Neil Marshall is known for The Descent and many episodes of Game of Thrones.
So it's a bit darker.
Oh, it's super dark. Yeah, for sure.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, for sure. I'm trying to see what else they talked about another movie on here, but I've never heard of it before. But yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen the picture of David Harbour in the full getup of Hellboy, it's fucking fantastic.
No, I haven't actually.
Ooh, I can show it to you. It's right here. Dun dun dun! Get it off my fucking cord.
Stupid wires.
It's fantastic. I mean, it almost looks like exactly like Hellboy from the original movies.
There's a little bit difference with the face and the hair and the hands.
Yeah.
But,
and the gun's not as ridiculous. It's not as like overly sized.
Outlandish.
Just looks like a big pistol, basically. Yeah.
But I dig it.
Yeah. No. It looks more mechanical too, versus like that stone material. It looks pretty. So, but yeah, that's him in full gear. Not that it comes as a shock, but Stranger Things 3 got greenlit. Like, that wasn't going to happen.
Nice. Can't wait for that.
Jeez.
Yet?
Yeah, like, it was so dumb. People were like, oh, yay, got a season 3. I'm like, how the fuck was this not going to get a season 3?
Yeah, aren't they planned out for, like, five
seasons? Well, they were planned for two, and then halfway through, they're like, yo, we have plans for 3 and 4 as well.
Yeah.
But nothing was greenlit. Netflix doesn't really do that too much. They don't go too far ahead. But I mean, it's, I mean, I, after seeing the first trailer, I was like, this is obviously going to get a third season, right? Like, there's no way this doesn't look amazing.
So, speaking of Stranger Things.
Yes.
That new show, Dark.
Yes.
On Netflix.
Yes.
You've been able to make it through how many episodes?
I finished 5.
You finished 5. And yep. I think it's a standard 13.
It's a 10. 10 episodes, yep.
I'm halfway through. It's a little bit better than what I thought it would be. I tried watching the first episode.
So let me explain something about this, right? So it is a Netflix original.
It is a Netflix original.
But it was made for German television.
Yes. But the way it looks absolutely gorgeous. And from the reviews, people were saying that it's essentially Stranger Things from Germany, in Germany.
Yes, which
I'm completely
so.
Fine with. The only thing that throws me off, and like I said, the show looks gorgeous, is that fucking dubbing.
Yeah, it's dubbed in English.
It's dubbed in English, which again, I'm fine with, because I'm not going to, you know, my other option is to turn on subtitles.
Yeah.
And listen to it in German, but I don't like reading, having to read and pay attention to,
yeah, I don't either.
To what's going on screen. How did you get over the horrible, because to me that's absolutely awful mixing or sound editing or whatever it is that they did into that.
The problem is, unlike anime where the lips don't really match what
it's
being said.
No, it's not the lips. The actual audio performance,
yeah, no, it's,
literally
it's
sounds like they, if you've ever been listening to like music or somebody talk on the radio or something, and then you've covered the speakers up and it muffles the sound, that's literally what it sounds like when I watched it.
No, that's not what it sounds like for me at all.
Okay, so that's what my question was.
Oh, no.
When I asked you.
Oh, you didn't say audio quality.
I said that the dubbing sounds really bad.
Oh, I thought you just meant the way, because some of the voice actors are not great.
I couldn't tell.
Yeah, no, it's not muffled at all.
It sounded completely awful to me.
No, you need to rewatch that.
And that's why I asked if it tried unplugging it and plugging it back in.
Thanks, IT.
Yeah, go unplug yourself and plug it back in.
Oh, go fuck yourself is what he's trying to say.
You're burnt. So it didn't sound like that to you at all.
No, not at all. I'll play it before you leave.
Okay, we'll do that. From what I was watching initially, though, it looked really interesting.
Oh, yeah. And it's super crazy.
I understand it has to do with time travel, and you get this weird, like, the way they draw you in to begin with is with the one dude who's writing out that note, and it says, do not open until the 2nd of November or something.
December 4th.
Oh, is it December?
At 10:13 p.m.
Okay. And he hangs himself.
Yep.
And then it cuts forward, I'm guessing, in time.
It jumps 2 months.
It's 2 months?
I think is what it said.
Okay.
I think so. I can't remember.
Yeah, so it's definitely, like I said, I only got through the first episode.
Because it jumps to December 4th, the morning of December 4th.
But what's the whole idea behind it, without trying to give anything away?
Missing children. Mysterious.
It seems like every few years.
33 years. Every 33 years, which I thought was really weird.
A group of children would go missing.
Not a group of children. Well, just there was
not.
There was
not yeah, not children, like a yeah, I, not like a group of children.
Yeah,
but like children would go missing.
Yes, yeah. And then there was no sign of their bodies at all. No sign of a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Present day, there is a child missing. The son of the guy who hung himself is just getting back into school after having a mental breakdown and getting back from the loony bin. And he and his friends decide they're going to go get the hidden drugs that the kid who's missing was hiding,
mm-hmm.
and sell them for their own. And make money and as well as do some. And when they go to where it's supposed to be hidden at, there's a cave that makes an audible sound that sounds like almost like a roar, like a deep-throated roar of a beast.
Okay.
They get scared and they run. And then a kid goes missing. And it's about that. in a nutshell. And there's a nuclear power plant.
Yeah, that's already featured in the first episode.
Oh, no, they... It's just like... What's weird, and this is weird to me. I don't... Again, I've never watched a German television show, so I don't know if this is, like, a thing for them. But by episode 5, they tell you who everybody is. So the mysterious man in the woods, they explain who that is.
Mm-hmm.
They explain who the people who are named dropped during it. And they explain literally everything, like you'd get at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really confused. Because I watched the first 5 episodes in a row, and I liked it a lot. And I got to the end of the 5th episode, and there's a big reveal, which I guess, but not, like, super early. And I was like, wait a minute, did I just finish this? Then I looked, I was like, no, 5 more episodes, so I don't know how Germans tell stories, but obviously more stuff has to happen.
Yeah.
So that wasn't the biggest reveal, but it's cool because they go back in time. And it's in this small town in Germany, and you get to see when that happened the first time.
Okay.
And then it links it, and the whole thing is like so one kid goes missing, and they go searching for him, and they find a body that matches his, and it ends up not being him.
Okay.
And you're wondering why, and at that point it doesn't make sense to me. I'm like, I don't understand this at all, because the kid who's missing, it's not him either. So there's the kid who's missing beforehand.
Okay.
That they went to go find the drugs for. Then there's the little kid that went missing during that same night.
Okay.
But it's the body is neither of them.
So it's somebody else totally. Yep.
Then you later find out. Again, they blatantly tell you who it is later on.
Right.
They tell you who it is, but they don't tell the cast. The characters. Really know. Yeah. So again, I don't know if it's the way that they do. Their storytelling, or if it's like a choice for
this?
To be
honest, I'm fully behind that because you get tired of shows like Lost where they just keep you
dragging stuff on,
and on and on.
Here's an answer to a question.
Here's
you
a
have.
Little clue. Here's a clue. Here's a little bit but of an answer of something, questions. But you don't know anything else. So yeah, it would be kind of refreshing to watch a show where it just kind of puts everything out there.
And I like the fact it's very similar to like a X-Files type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But not as is it a mystery? Is it not? You know, like that kind of thing. But I also like the fact that it's one big story they're telling through all 10 episodes, versus a Monster of the Week type thing.
And that's where it feels like it should have been a Netflix show.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, obviously it is on Netflix,
but not like it's not.
But
like
it wasn't a Netflix original show.
Yeah,
yeah.
All
right.
Yeah, no, it's super good. Like, your audio thing is weird to me.
Yeah, I'll have to listen. Like you said, we'll listen to one here, and then I'll go home.
Yeah, but I'll start the first episode, and you can see it. It's not.
Maybe it was just the first episode, but we'll play the first episode.
Yeah,
here
I don't remember it being muffled at all. I mean, I had to turn it up,
infuriating,
but not like because I couldn't understand it. It was just I turned it up because it was just kind of lower, which sometimes happens on the Netflix stuff. But
it does.
Yeah, it wasn't muffled at all for me. Unless my hearing got super weird, but,
so fucking infuriating. Just
I thought you meant because the dubbing's a little bit not great.
Yeah, but
it's not terrible by any means.
It's not terrible by any means.
I just thought maybe you were super picky about it. I was like, all right, well, if he doesn't like it, he doesn't like it.
No.
But there's some of the voices that, like, they just don't fit the face they're coming out of.
Yes. The one that jumped to mind was the therapist or the... He was walking...
With the kid, the son, right?
The guy and the kid, yeah.
Yeah.
And the old guy's voice kind of didn't really entirely match.
You'll find out why that is later.
But I was still okay with it. But it's just it literally just sounded mostly like they took out most of the highs of the voice.
Hmm.
And all I was getting was a little bit of mid and bass on them.
Hmm, that's very strange.
Yeah.
To me, it did not sound like that, but... maybe I just wanted to watch it so badly I just didn't pay attention.
And I'm pretty sure. I mean, maybe it's better in the second episode for me.
Maybe the first episode just had weird audio. Did you stop it and restart it by any chance? Did you make it all the way through the first episode?
Nope. I quit.
If it was muffled, I couldn't.
Like, I really wanted to give it a chance because, like I said, it looked gorgeous.
Interesting. That's weird.
Yeah. But you also have a different Apple TV than I do.
You have the 4K one. I have the 4K, yeah.
I have the fourth generation one.
Yeah, you have this. You have the regular new one.
Yeah.
Huh, I wonder if that... No? Well, it could be a different... I mean, like I said, Netflix has, in the past, has had issues with audio before, but it's been a long time since I've ever had any issues.
Yeah.
And
I went and watched a different Netflix show, and it was perfectly fine.
Weird. Maybe that one was just having weird issues.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Then I went and watched a horrible Hulu scary movie.
What was that?
It actually... Well, I shouldn't say it wasn't horrible. It wasn't too bad. It was something from England. Jeez, it was a... The House or something?
The one with the finger and the key?
No. This one was a lot more like Paranormal Activity, where you don't really actually see it, and they got a lot of cameras.
Found footage stuff?
Sort of. It was kind of like a found footage mixed with Paranormal Activity. And it was essentially about these kids... Well, not kids. I say kids. They're probably like in their 20s who live in England. And there's this house in the, what do they call those? Darthmoors?
Yeah. Or
something like that. That's supposed to be the haunted. And they stay the night there. They set up a bunch of cameras.
How old is it? Oh, isn't it a Hulu movie?
I think it was a Hulu movie.
Oh, it's not the house. That's the movie I was thinking of then.
Yeah.
Because the movie I think is called House.
No, House was an old one.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that one and getting fucking freaked out as a kid.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
It's got Bull from Night Court in it, so I was going to say, if you talk shit about Bull, you need to get the fuck out of my house.
That's the one with George Wendt, right?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
I love that movie, dude. The poster's so cool because it's a fucking ghosty hand. It's
creepy, but funny.
With the finger, the bone is turned into a key.
Yeah, and we're just to make sure we're on the same one, it's the one where... the guy, let's see, towards the end, ends up in like a jungle area, and
yeah, because his old Vietnam buddy is a monster now.
Yep, we're talking about the same one.
Yep. Fuck yeah, dude! House for the win.
Yep. Oh, that movie scared me as a kid, but I kept watching it.
Should scare you as a fucking adult. The movie's terrifying,
but it's hilarious though too. Yeah. Like there's really funny scenes in it.
Oh no, I need to go back and watch it if it's funny, because I remember as a kid just watching the ghost hang itself.
You won't. The jokes you wouldn't have got. I wouldn't have gotten as a kid.
I definitely didn't, because
it's all situational stuff.
I just literally remember watching it and going, this is fucking terrifying.
House 2 was really good too, if I remember.
And then I remember watching it again the next time it came on TV. Yeah.
You need to watch it not on TV.
George Wendt needs to be in more stuff. That's what needs to happen.
Is he alive still?
Yeah.
Let's put him in something.
Let me double check real quick.
I haven't seen George Wendt in a while, so I don't know.
Yeah, still alive.
By the way, if you don't know who George Wendt is, everybody.
Norm!
It's Norm from Cheers. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Where are we at? It's about time.
2 minutes left.
Let's see. What else is there to talk about before we wrap this up? Big reminder. We'll just remind you the last of the stuff we're going to do. It's coming up. We're talking about this. Our 200th episode's coming up January 5th. To celebrate, we're torture ourselves with a Hot Ones Challenge. If you guys know what the Hot Ones Challenge is, it is this. The four of us, hopefully, Joe, Michael, myself, and our friend Tosh, we are going to basically eat progressively hot wings. Starting from the base one, which is the equivalent of a jalapeno, all the way up to the equivalent of, was it
1,333
yeah. So basically the number one wing we'll have is the equivalent of 1.4 jalapenos. The most
full disclosure, we're doing chicken nuggets.
We are doing chicken nuggets.
We're not doing wings.
But they're going to be slathered in the sauce.
And we're going to... Yeah, dude.
We're going to eat them. Fuck and so the whole thing is we're going to eat the whole chicken nugget, not bite off and then put it away.
Yeah, that's the thing with the wings is like you can kind of get around. Like some people don't really eat wings.
These will be enough where you can take a nugget and throw the whole thing in your mouth and chew it down and eat it. So the most powerful one, which is the Hot Ones... The last dab is 2+ million on the Scoville scale, which is equal to 1,333.33 jalapenos.
Now, I had been meaning to ask this before, and since you brought it up, it reminds me. Since we're going to have four people, are we going to do, like, and we plan on asking questions.
Yep, that's the next part I'm going to talk about.
is it going to be like, okay, the first person goes, eats,
nope.
ask a question, or do all four of us
all go? Four of us eat it, and then I
will
ask a question that all of us have to answer.
Okay. Okay.
That work out for you? That's what I was planning on doing.
That sounds good. So no one can chicken out.
So we have the 10 questions we're going to ask. So basically, this is how it works. We're going to eat. We're not just going to power through these wings. We're going to make ourselves suffer for you live on Facebook and Instagrams and stuff. What we're going to do is, after every wing we eat, we have a list of 10 questions. I'll ask that question, and all four of us have to answer that question before we move on to the next wing.
Mm-hmm.
As well as we possibly can. The first five or so should be fine for the most part. I mean, I don't know if I've ever eaten six jalapenos before at one time, but number four is that.
Makes me wonder what some of the spicy stuff over at Buffalo Wild Wings gets up to.
Yeah, I was trying to find if Buffalo Wild Wings has a Scoville scale.
Yeah, because I could do some of the way hot ones at Buffalo Wild Wings that I'll get.
You can do like one or two. Like, I mean, I don't really like eating them, but.
Well, like the blazing ones just aren't good.
Yeah,
because they taste like shit.
It's not the issue with them. They're not tasty. But like lower on that list, like because they had that, you know, the thing that goes up.
Yeah.
The higher, the hotter. There's some really good ones that are like top four.
Because I know I like spicy garlic, and I know that's one of the spicier ones that I would get.
But I wonder where those guys are at.
Exactly.
Keep talking.
Nobody knows. The mango habanero is up there too. That one's like actually really, really tasty.
Is it? I've never had it because I don't want that. Like we're doing this as for fun, but like when we go to Buffalo Wild Wings, I'd rather eat something I enjoy.
Yeah, you don't want to eat something that's just going to taste hot trash just for hot trash.
Exactly. Well, I mean, like mango habanero may taste good, but I don't want to only eat like two or three, and you know my nose is just running away from me, and I'm crying, you know, because I got something stuck in my eye. I accidentally, you know, wiped my eye or something.
Which we have to be careful of.
Which you have to, be careful of.
Ooh, one of you fucks are going to do it, too. My money's on Taj fucking himself up.
We need lots of paper napkins. Ice cold milk.
I'm going to bring a towel for my hands and then a towel for the sweat on my fat head. That's probably going to happen. When we get to about ring six or seven.
I think my brother has some medical gloves. We can, like, eat with those.
I was thinking we were just going to have a fork and just fork the nugget in our mouth so we don't burn our fucking hands.
You got to use your hands.
Fuck, man. All right,
fine.
You have
to use your hands.
Whatever, your dick.
Come on, dude. We're not a bunch of babies around here.
Why'd you look at me, dick?
You're the one who wants to eat chicken nuggets with a fork.
I just said I don't have to wipe the fucking
sauce. You're
also the
one that didn't want to do the one chip challenge.
I don't want to do one chip challenge. This one's fucking terrible.
Yeah, it does.
Same. Yeah. Hot ones I'm down with. I love chicken wings, but also like I'm okay with, you know, that. But I just watch too many people do the fucking one chip challenge. It looks fucking terrible. If I wanted to get maced, I would go get maced, you know what I mean?
Well, you don't stick it in your eyes then.
Yeah. I have to breathe though.
Why is this not working? This tastes so bad.
But yeah, so get excited about that. Do we have anything special planned for the 200? The actual 200th episode?
It'll be an extra long episode. You guys, I mean, I put the challenge out to have you guys think of questions so we can all of us have something to talk about that day. So we have like, you know, it's a good solid thing.
So that's that, huh?
That's that.
So the blazing sauce at Buff Wild Wings is 300,000 on the Scoville scale.
And that's so, like the fifth one?
That will be, no, so that would be, in the ranking, that would be technically eight on the list.
Okay.
I've done that one.
So nine is 550.
It's the progressive build to it, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's the scariest thought.
The thing about this is, they start to jump quite a bit in the middle, but then they, like, leaps and bounds. And when this comes closer, we'll start posting on Facebook and stuff to remind everybody. But I'll actually put a list of what we're eating and what they are ratio to. But for that one, technically, that would be number eight on this list. But the jump between some of them are fucking ridiculous. So like the when you get to six, which is Dirty Dick's hot sauce, that's that one's 21,000 on the Scoville scale, and that's equivalent of 14 jalapenos. The next one, right after that, which is Torchbearer's Zombie Apocalypse. That one's 100,000 on the Scoville scale. So it literally jumps five times its own, and that's 66.66 jalapenos. But then at the end of the list, we have The Last Dab, which is 2 plus million, and that's 1,333.33 jalapenos in one bite.
Mmm, delicious.
Yeah. So you may see us vomit.
Are we setting any wagers? Like if anybody taps out, they have to do something? Like,
no, we haven't thought of that yet, but we have a month still.
We need to put a penalty on somebody.
If there's a penalty, I'll never give up. I'll just fucking die.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna let you shave my head or inside of my eyelid or something like that. But you know,
we gotta figure out something though. There has to be some type of
what do we make Taj do for when he Taj pitches out?
Quits at number four.
It's too hot for me.
He quits after Sriracha, fucking bitch.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
DJ Khaled went after. He quit on ring three, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Epps quit super early, too.
Yeah, like 4 or 5. Yeah.
I'm talking a lot of shit about these people, but...
I am too. I'm legit worried because, like, I've had Blazing Wings from Buffalo Wild Wings. They're fucking terribly hot, and that is not even the hottest sauce we're going to try.
No.
It's, like, not even the second hottest sauce we're going to have. It's literally the third hottest sauce we would have, so...
Yeah, we'll be all right. We'll be fine.
I mean, what's a little vomit amongst friends, right?
We're fine. Everything's fine.
It's not even necessarily the vomit that I'm concerned about. It's more of the, like, I ate it, an hour later, my stomach is just going to be, like, so pissed at me.
We're going to shit liquid for sure.
Exactly. I got to probably request the next day off work, too.
That probably wouldn't be a bad idea.
I'm hopefully, if my schedule stays the same way it normally is, I'm going to be off that Thursday so I can recuperate. Because I can just sit on the toilet for hours and just play the Switch.
Yeah, because I'm usually Tuesday, Wednesday, so that's not good news. Or at least a late shift on Thursday, so I...
Have some time to recover in the morning?
Yeah. Because
it's really hard to do your job from the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Yours not so much, because your job's kind of in the toilet, but...
He wants the high five, and Joe doesn't want to do it, because he's reflecting on all his poor life choices that led him to this moment.
What gypsy he fucking pissed off to make ants bite his junk and him to have to work at Best Buy for the rest of his life?
Fireballs. That's what you are.
Fuck that person.
That's kind of the problem. Our producer's giving the wrap-up sign.
Yes, sir.
But I say, fuck that guy. I'm going to drink on air.
Nope, we got Destiny to play.
We do have Destiny to play.
I have one errand that I
got
to
some
run.
NBA 2K to play.
I'm sorry. You enjoy those games for some strange reason. Do you play online or just play against the computer?
I play a little bit online, and I got fucking owned. And I'm like, well, I need some more work before I jump back online.
Well, obviously, you've probably been playing like one of the 14 people who bought it when it first came out.
Probably.
So.
Yeah. So, yeah, I used to play when I played it a lot. I used to jump on more, and I'd be about 500. I'd hold my own, but
I guess right you now, have to quit your job and play fucking NBA video games.
It's, yeah.
Fuck it, right?
Fuck it.
What make else an e-sport out of it.
What?
Make an e-sport
out of it. Yeah! The only person who wants an e-sport to be an actual sports video game. Because no one else does.
It'd be hilarious.
Yeah, but not like none of them have like actual tournaments, rather, right? Like actual like money-wise. No,
Madden does.
2K and Madden.
Madden does, though. I know that. 2K and Madden, but not both. The money that like fucking Call of Duty and shit ranks.
No, down. But it's still ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, I say that. We do a tournament for Madden through Microsoft, so... The winner of that actually gets a chance to go to the Super Bowl, so and watch it, not to play it.
They're sitting there with the controller because they don't know how to.
They play there, but not the actual Super Bowl.
On up, down, down, when they had the
that was so much fun, by the way.
WrestleMania
to watch them play each other in Madden.
But did you see the one they did at the WrestleMania Stadium at the Cowboys Stadium?
No, I didn't.
So
not
the
watch
giant
it.
Screen.
Yeah, the stupid.
They played 5,812 inch
screen.
Playing Madden. Against each other on that.
Jesus
I was like,
Christ.
Fuck, man.
When Gears of War came out, Gears of War 4 came out, they did an event there at the Cowboy Stadium. They played Gears of War 4 on the big
ridiculous.
Screen.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, the screen's so big that the people who are doing kicks in the stadium have to either kick around it or kick under it. Like,
punters have hit it a couple times.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, that's ridiculous. Like, really? I mean, you didn't think about that? Raise the roof a little bit more? Lower the field? Whatever you need to do?
Yeah.
Joe's Raised the Roof. That's it for this week's episode of Comes Naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike,
I am Cody, and as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.